Rockstar Youngblood praises women for leading revolution in Iran. Nobody is free until we are all fucking free. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 15, 2026. English singer Youngblood reacted to the current civil unrest in Iran by praising women, who he says are leading the revolution, and urged his fans to be aware of what is transpiring in the Middle Eastern country and post about it, declaring, "Nobody is free until we are all fucking free." 2 years ago, I spoke about a girl called Mahsa Amini from Iran, who was murdered for not wearing her hijab, Youngblood said during a recent concert performance, adding, "Now, it is not my prerogative to question somebody's religion, but this community fights for equality and liberation throughout the fucking world. What is going on in Iran, this revolution, is led by the Fus King women. The I was made for love and you," singer exclaimed. "And for 4 days, they have had their internet cut off. They have had their electricity cut off. They are in darkness. They are asking for our voice. We have to be their fucking light right now," Youngblood asserted. The zombie singer went on to urge his fans to speak, shout, post, because they are fighting for freedom. "They are fighting for their freedom, they are fighting for our freedom," the 28-year-old added. "Because nobody is free until we are all fucking free. Watch below." Youngblood's remarks come as Iranian leadership seeks to suppress what officials and rights groups have described as the most violent unrest in Iran since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, with casualty figures continuing to rise amid widespread internet blackouts. One Iranian official put the death toll above 2,000, while a rights group reported more than 2,600 had been killed. Moreover, these figures are widely viewed as conservative, given the regime's restrictions on information. Breitbart News reported, "Independent estimates, constrained by communications blackouts and mass burials, have placed the death toll far higher, with some assessments running as high as 12,000 or more nationwide as of Tuesday." On Wednesday, President Donald Trump weighed imminent military action against Iran that could come in the next 24 hours, according to a Reuters report citing European officials. The determination came as the Pentagon began pulling personnel from key U.S. bases in the region, a move that was viewed as preparation for possible strikes. Britain then followed suit, removing some personnel from a military airbase in Qatar. One U.S. official reportedly said the withdrawal was a precautionary removal due to heightened regional tensions that came after warnings from a senior Iranian official that Iran would strike American bases in neighboring countries if the United States targets Iran. On Wednesday, Presidential Envoy for Special Missions Richard Grenell noted that if the Iranian regime survives the current situation, "I think they can survive anything," adding that he hasn't seen anything like this in his lifetime. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.